Hello, dear listener. It's James here. Just a very quick one before I go to bed. It's just gone midnight now, the 27th of September, which is Saturday morning. Something very odd happened on television this evening. I'm not a massive television watcher, but it was very strange to see that BBC One, ITV and Channel 4 all put massive primetime programmes on at exactly the same time. And it's just baffling why they do that. BBC One had the premiere of Strictly Come Dancing. ITV had, I think, the second or third episode of X Factor, and Channel 4 marked the return of Gogglebox. And it baffled me a little bit because they can only steal viewers from each other or expect people to have recorded it or use some kind of digital means to watch it not at exactly the right time. And I'm wondering why they deliberately went into competition with each other. I'm wondering if actually it was just to give Gogglebox a run for their money, because of course both Strictly and X Factor are chiefly Saturday evening programmes, and if they weren't on the Friday evening, they'd still be on Saturday, they'd still be taking each other on. I think there's perhaps half an hour or 45 minutes or even possibly an hour between the starts of them, so I think people can switch over. I have to admit that neither of them really attract my attention. So I wonder actually if their attempts were simply to take the light off Gogglebox's return because they thought it was getting too big because it won a BAFTA last year. I and Beth opted for Gogglebox, which was sweary but still quite amusing. In fact, on its return, it feels like it's been differently coloured, whether or not they sort of upped the budget a little bit and put better lights and cameras in the houses. But it's still a bunch of people watching television with often hilarious consequences, and even some cult figures who have emerged from it. I mean, a lot of the people on Gogglebox have their own Twitter accounts now and interact with members of the Great Unwashed. There's a family of half German, half Liverpudlians, of which the daughter has her boyfriend round, and he just sits there, and they edit it so that he never actually says anything at all, and so he's known as Silent J, and he's got a bit of a following as well. It's a remarkable piece of social psychology. It's very gentle entertainment, which is what I think is wonderful about it. Certainly none of the visceral Simon Cowell attitude to it. All right, so yes, they poke fun at the television programmes. But then again, so did TV Burp, and I very much enjoyed that as well. But I still think the decision to put three big-ticket programmes on a Friday evening, it must have caused some kind of conflict in people's houses. And I'm wondering if that was entirely necessary. Hey, I'm not a programme maker, but I'm glad that we had an agreement as to what we were going to watch this evening, and it ended up being Gogglebox. Whatever you did on your Friday evening, and whatever you're going to be doing on your weekend, I hope you have a fantastic one over here in the kind of north of London bit of the UK. It's going to be quite nice, I think, so we're going to hang on to the late summer and potentially get some fresh air. Have fun, and speak to you soon. Bye for now.